This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. On Tuesdays this month, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg has been talking with teachers about their jobs. Her plan for today was a chat with Mark Robb about typical problems with his class at Bowers Elementary, a public school in Santa Clara, California. For example, the many languages spoken, problems with special education students. Instead, Susan asked him how his Silicon Valley fourth graders have reacted to the terrorist attacks.
Mr. Robb, you had classes at Bowers last Tuesday. How were the children? What kinds of reactions did they have?
Well, about half of them were not aware of the news in the morning. Either parents had shielded them from the news or didn't want to tell them. And the other half were aware, and you could tell who was aware. They definitely were more nervous and agitated and seemed a bit scared in the morning.
How did you handle it? What did you do to deal with them?
Well, we had a class discussion right away. And since half the class knew and half didn't, the ones who knew were brimming with details, many of which were incorrect. Fourth graders, that's just kind of the way they are. So the ones who didn't know, I felt it was, kind of my responsibility to make sure that they were at least aware of what was going on and that we tried to make sure that the information that we had was accurate. I didn't go into too many details, obviously, because we didn't know much at the time as well. So we just kind of talked about how it made us feel. And the most popular response, of course, was scared, nervous. Some of them had a look of complete shock in their face.
Your children have parents who come from a range of backgrounds, also countries. They work in service industries around the Silicon Valley. But you've got Asians in your classroom, Muslims, I'm assuming.
Yes, many Muslims. I have children from Iran, children from Pakistan, and from countries all in the whole region, India.
So did this become a chance for you to talk with them about tolerance and also about not stereotyping?
Yeah, that was the important, our principal especially brought that up, is that a child may look to the person next to them and know that they're from one of these countries, and they may feel a little bit nervous and scared, but they're still Americans here. They're still nervous and scared and horrified by what happened as the student born here in California.
What else happened in this past week in class that particularly struck you? Stories, events, things that people said, the children?
My students had a substitute for about an hour and a half. So I was out walking across the campus going to the office to get some information. And the littler children, the kindergarten through third graders, were out at recess. And we are fairly near the San Jose airport. The planes, when they take off, they're about a mile or so off in the distance, but you can see when they take off. And for 3 days, we hadn't seen any airplanes. Mm-hmm. And when I was walking, I noticed the first plane that I had seen in 3 days took off from the airport. I stopped and I watched the playground. And as the plane was taking off, several of the children heard the plane and stopped, froze for a moment, and then went back to playing like kids do. Mm-hmm. But they were aware of it.
Must be very tough for you, having to be the teacher, the role model, the inspirer at a time like this. You've got your own fears and insecurities to deal with, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It was tremendously difficult that first day, just to see the horror on the television in the morning and then to come in and see all these faces and know that I have to, first of all, break the news to many of them. And second of all, I have to keep positive and I have to show them that even though I'm completely terrified, that we're safe where we are. Even at the time, I wasn't necessarily thinking that we were. But I had to show that for the kids, because if I didn't, then they would be completely scared.
Yes.
And I could tell them that I was nervous and afraid, and we can shed tears together, and that's fine. But the most important thing was for us to let those kids know that they're safe.
Thank you very much, Mr. Robb.
Thank you.
Mark Robb teaches fourth grade at Bowers Elementary School in Santa Clara, California. He is in his fifth year of teaching. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.